1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run your race that you may lay hold of the prize and make it yours. Here we are, the Olympics are over and records have been broken. Athletes have returned to their native lands and many achieved their goals, and therein are memories we have to meditate upon, because there were testimonies worth remembering, testimonies for the whole world to hear, wrapped up in the love we are called to have for one another, but more so for our God and Father, our enabler. One athlete said, "What I have in Christ is far greater than what I have or don't have in life. He has prepared me for a moment such as this, that I may use the gifts He has given me to point all the attention back to Him, so that He will get the glory." Another athlete acknowledged an act of kindness by returning to find and thank a volunteer who helped him to get to the right venue, where he ended up winning a gold medal. Other athletes told of their many years of dedicated preparation and training for the games. So those who will be competing again, along with newcomers, will enter into rigid preparation so as to win the prize that is so treasured. And so it is with believers. Our scripture verse encourages us to run our race that we may lay hold of the prize and make it ours. Paul the evangelist says, "I do not run without a definite aim, but I buffet my body, discipline it and subdue it, for fear that after proclaiming the gospel to others, I myself should become unfit, unapproved, and rejected." Let us then dedicate ourselves to the rigid training with the aid of the Holy Spirit to run our race and lay hold of the prize. May I invite you to join us next week.